Good day, everyone. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our afternoon wrap-up. All the market details coming up after this.
W.D. Bentley ushered in Cooperative Extension for Oklahoma. 100 years later, OSU wheat researchers have introduced a new bread wheat variety as its namesake, one that brings resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley provides a unique blend of genetics from Texas and from Kansas Overly Variety, with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Here's your chance to have some fun and support a good cause. American Farmers and Ranchers LEAD program is sponsoring a golf tournament to support State Question 777, Oklahoma's Right to Farm, on July 11. The event will be at the Greens Country Club, one of Oklahoma City's top private golf venues. For more information, go to AFR's website, IAFR.com, or check us out on Facebook. July 11th, Greens Country Club, Oklahoma City.
Well, cattle futures remain firmly higher today as additional strong buyer interest stepped into the market this afternoon. Nearby live cattle futures rallied over the last two trading sessions, helping to bring commercial and investors back into the market. Corn prices inched up about 2 cents, with stock markets finishing higher as well. Strong gains developed this morning in the live cattle futures, with nearby contracts holding on to those gains through most of the morning, although the lack of boxed beef market support slightly eroded gains by the end of the day. This kept prices from moving significantly through the end of the session, as traders were concerned with additional market volatility through the rest of the week. Driven by strong early gains across live cattle futures, feeder cattle futures replaced early mixed prices with moderate gains in nearby contracts. The pullback from morning highs in the corn complex also drew buyers back into the summer feeder cattle contracts, although the tone of the market remained sluggish as most of traders are still trading cautiously following recent market pressure. Grain futures closed higher this afternoon with fresh buying in soybeans, which helped to boost prices across the board as traders sought to square their positions ahead of acreage and grain stock reports due out Thursday. Financial markets appeared to be coming to grips with Britain's vote to leave the EU today, as stocks recovered some of their big losses over the last couple days. Corn prices clung to overnight gains after Monday's rally fizzled out, though corn exports continued to show improvement well above the rate needed to reach USDA's forecast for the 2015 crop. Preliminary reports from the Chicago Board of Trade showed futures volume down 28% following yesterday's drop in options volume that fell more than half. Soybeans had a sharp climb out of their three-week decline today after attracting follow-through buying in response to Monday's big gains. And wheat prices got a bit of a boost after this afternoon following other markets as a weakened dollar competed with global currencies amidst rapid fluctuation in the market. USDA reports 45% of the winter wheat crop has been harvested, surpassing the five-year average by 4%. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.